Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
I am scared.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody had a good night's sleep and raring to go. And Guru, I got a little news right off the top.
Okay, give it to me,
no
baby.
No Al Horford tomorrow.
Oh, man. Shocker.
No Al Horford for the Warriors.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Shocker. With Minnesota in town.
What's funny is you said good night's sleep, and that's what I was going to lead off with. I had a great night's sleep. And good. I think it was me hooping and getting the stuff out of my ears. How about that?
Let's go. Good. Hopefully you'll be alert, attentive, and insightful.
Let's go. Every day.
Okay. Start us off. What's on your mind? Yeah, see, it's different when you got to start, huh?
No. Dude, I did the backyard boogie 3 years. Evan, four hours.
Where do you want to start?
Honestly,
Horford.
No, what the guys were talking about in the morning.
Okay,
Joe Burrow.
What about him?
He's broken down. He's been injured. You just paid your guy. I thought Brock Purdy was your Joe Burrow. So
he's not. He's not even close to as good as Joe Burrow. You know that,
point
don't
is,
you?
It's a myth. He's not going anywhere. They got so much invested in those receivers.
He's not having fun, Goo.
Now that's interesting. Evan asked us about that. What's your definition of fun?
There's only one definition of fun if you're a pro athlete, and that is you have to win and you have to be contributing. If you're not winning and or you're not contributing, it's not that fun.
Well, I mean, he was in the Super Bowl two years back.
I know, but what I'm saying is you've been an 11th man a lot of times in your life, and it's not as fun as when you're scoring the baskets and getting the pretty girls.
Speaking of which, this is pretty funny. Evan, you don't know this, but this happened to me last night. My guy, Brian Eady.
Sure.
Union City, California.
All right.
And he has a post, Union City Baseball, on Facebook. And I happened to just be rolling through it, and they said, any names that you remember from guys that played that were ballers, put them down. And I put down the guys that I looked up to. The catcher.
Mouton and Reggie Williams.
And my name was on there, Stoddy, pitching. Struck out 14.
Who's the guy that played for the Cowboys?
Roy Williams.
That's right, Roy Williams.
Yeah. But anyway, it felt good to see my name and get recognized.
Somebody make a mistake?
Who put your name? You put your name
on. No, some random from the UN.
Hey, are you the kind of guy that when like, hey, you got to vote for an all-star team and you can't vote for yourself, you end up voting for yourself anyway?
I'm not that tight. You got to earn it. But anyway, right. Brock Purdy's your...
Please. I mean, what's the question?
You gave him the bag. What's Why would those two do to entertain bringing Burrow in when you already got supposedly your Burrow?
Can you get Burrow?
No, I don't think. I told Evan and you. I don't think he's leaving. Come on.
Okay.
Now.
Well, I mean, are you asking me who I'd rather have?
Yeah.
Burrow.
But he's not having fun, Goo.
What does that mean? Curry has fun even when they're not winning titles.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Was he having fun when Draymond made him cry in Orlando?
Well, why are you going that far back? What about the San Antonio baseball series?
Do you think Curry was having fun when they were 25 and 26 last year before Butler came?
No. That's different.
No, that's
different.
Exactly. So Burrow is in that phase right now where he's probably not winning enough and he's not having enough fun.
Yeah.
Are pro sports supposed to be fun?
And there it is. And what's your definition?
Supposed to be fun for us.
What if you're an all-star dude? Like what? I was trying to think of show related. Like, what if our ratings were in the dumper, but I felt like we were having good shows?
Which they're not.
Yeah, they are healthy. But you get what I'm saying?
Not really.
If the ratings were low, but I told the boss and you in our Thursday meetings, hey, I feel like I'm having fun, but it's not equating to the ratings, then that's a problem.
Yeah.
But our ratings are through the roof right now.
Seriously enough.
And I'm having fun, but I'm having fun regardless of the number. But I believe in pro sports, you get the money. If you're doing your part and you're not having team success, that would not be fun to me. But I think Carmelo Anthony, Jonathan Kuminga's of the world, I'm not pointing you out, guys like that, Westbrook, I think they're okay. And some people could say, you're off base by saying that about those guys. You don't know. I think those dudes are okay balling without the team success.
I forgot to tell you something. But a good point that you just made. I forgot to tell you this. So yesterday after the show, I went down to meet Joe. You know Joe, my buddy Joe.
Joe.
Baltimore Joe.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
I sit down at the bar talking to Joe about, you know, he comes in and I'm like, your Ravens stink and so does Lamar Jackson.
Oh, he's down.
And Todd, the bartender, came up and he said, hey, I got something for you. And I said, no. I paid my tab last time.
Yeah, I got you.
And he said, no, that's not it. Anyway, he handed me a slip of paper.
Okay.
From Jimmy from Bayview.
Our guy.
Yeah, okay. Jimmy from Bayview went into the ship on Friday. He was part of a private party. I didn't go. I don't think any of us went.
No, I wasn't here.
Gave Todd $50 and said,
come on, man.
And said, tell Steiny, Merry Christmas. And so, thank you, Jimmy from Bayview.
Steiny and.
Yeah. No, this just says, from Jimmy from Bayview, enjoy.
Wow.
So, Jimmy, thank you so much. I appreciate that yesterday. And
so, is there anything left on the tab?
I'm sorry. What? It was.
I'm out.
It was only a one-day
damn, Jimmy.
Offer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Don't blame Jimmy. Blame me.
We're done. What you mean?
I drank it.
No, but you're supposed to. It said Steiny. It didn't have my name.
No, it doesn't have it doesn't have anybody's name. It just says from Jimmy from Bayview. No, it was meant for you. You just weren't there.
You owe me tomorrow. Owe me $25.
What am I supposed to do? You weren't there.
Hey, I got to say.
Anyway, Jimmy from Bayview, thank you, my man. Good. You want to call in, you can call in.
Now, what impact do we have or you have on his life for him to park his car, feed the meter?
Well, he was going to the party anyway. He didn't make
a
special trip.
But still, he broke bread. That's big. We got some good people.
He went to the old ship because there was a private party.
I got that. But the fact that he went into the wallet.
That's not that
And it's the holidays. We are having an impact. No, seriously, people tell us that, man. We're not perfect.
Jimmy,
I know I'm not.
Man.
That's big.
So that's why I couldn't get in on Friday.
Yeah. Oh, you went? I forgot. I saw that text.
There was a private event. Come back later.
Speaking of which, we should always be able to get in that place. But I'm going to talk to Todd tomorrow. I don't care what's popping. The president, the mayor, who was on with the Joes this morning. Did you hear him? Crime is down.
No.
Yeah, crime is down.
Lori was on this morning?
He said he was taking his son to school, and the Joes were talking about Burrow. And his son said, "Dad, what the hell are these dudes talking about?" But Butch was like, "That's what makes sports radio."
Oh, I gotta get to the Odyssey app.
Lori. Yeah. Good dude. You met him?
No.
How many mayors have you met? I've met two.
Oh, Willie Brown.
Yeah, that's our guy. That's one of them.
No, I'm not gonna. He's kind of like you, though, the mayor.
Powerful.
Four.
He's always looking to take a victory lap, it feels like.
I thought you said he's always on social media.
Oh, no. You two have that in common. Hey, that owner of that shop swept up in front of her little bodega. City's turning around. It's like, okay.
Hey, no, he had numbers, Steiny. Crime is down in the city.
He does a lot of TikToks.
He does. He's very...
I just can't figure that thing out.
All right.
Yeah. Great step. Great start.
For who? Lori or us?
Us. I do have to say something.
Go ahead.
Picked up little D from Santa Clara yesterday on my way home. He's home for Christmas break. And he listens to the show when he can on the Odyssey app. Told him about the ratings and told me to say thanks to you and Evan. But your voice and your tone, like it's a natural, richer tone had people not known you. And you came in today talking to Evan about something that had nothing to do with Evan. And it was that tone that I deal with for 4 hours. But
yeah.
I'm going to have to check you a little more on it and be a little more.
Try it.
Yeah, I'm just going to have.
Try me.
It doesn't come across. It doesn't play. You jumped at Evan as if he had kidnapped your dog. You were mad at something else. But I said to myself, because I wasn't in it, you're just a natural. Your voice is a natural, like, jerk voice.
What did I say?
It went off.
You screamed at me about a title of a graphic on a YouTube video.
I almost jumped you.
Thank you. So I go to the YouTube page today.
Ours.
To go look at the morning show.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a big thing on the screen that says, big shift coming.
That had to be loving. I love it.
Well, what's the big shift? What are they talking about?
Why are you in an uproar screaming at Evan as if he put it up there?
Well, who the hell wrote it? What does it mean? What are they referring to?
You can get those answers.
I'll tell you what. I'll try.
Well, why did it send you in a rage?
It didn't send me in a rage.
You don't know. You're in denial.
What does big shift coming mean?
But what I've noticed is when Willard and Dibs are around, you lose what I'm talking. You become somebody else.
Well, you do too, a little goo.
Oh, my God. I don't, like, coming from Evan, I don't even know what's going on right now. What are you insinuating?
No, there's a little Charmin yesterday, a little softness. Thought you were going to come in A bit more hot during the crossover.
I told Dibs what I had to say. That's my guy.
Yeah.
But you guys, dude, I seriously, I need a vacation.
Yeah, we can work on that.
You want to get into rotations on the other side?
Yes, I do, actually. Steve Kerr, talking about the Warriors. They're definitely, they're in a different, things are percolating with the Warriors, Goo.
Got a game tomorrow, baby.
Finally.
Man.
You were right. This is a tough week. No, all time. Right, that segment sponsored by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.